Well, great morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's Mojo Call. My name is Don Hutchins. I'm a regional coordinator in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. marketplace, and it's my esteemed honor to be doing this morning's Mojo Call. As you know, these Mojo Calls are meant to motivate us and to give us something to think about, and often there's a great book dropped in there as well that we can take from, learn from, grow from, and go from. This morning is no exception. I recently finished reading a book that was first written in 1966. I know you're thinking, whoa, that was a long time ago. And it was a few years ago. The title of the book is Spirit-Controlled Temperament by Dr. Tim LaHaye. Now, if you are given to the faith community, that name and that book might jump out at you. Pastor LaHaye wrote this book not to write the book initially, but the book really came out of a series of sermons he'd done, and many people encouraged him to write it down. Now, I'm not going to preach to you, although I am a preacher, but it talks about the temperaments that we all have. There's nothing more fascinating about people than their inherited temperament. It's the temperament that provides every human being with these distinguishing qualities that make us individual. It makes us unique, kind of like a snowflake. Temperament is this unseen force that is really the push behind human action or behavior. Now, it's a force that can destroy normal, productive human beings unless it's disciplined and directed. I can feel somebody shuddering right now with the D word, discipline. Temperament provides both a strength and a weakness, and not just one each, but many. I'll get into that in a moment. And although we only like to think of our strengths, everybody has weaknesses. Sometimes it's good to know what they are so we can help to work around them. As we get into these temperaments, there are basically four of them that are outlined. Now, the theory of these four temperaments is not perfect, and it's really not a new concept. Now, when I said the book was written initially in 1966, it was updated in the 90s, by the way. Somebody said, oh, my God, that's an old book. Well, these temperaments as we know them are a little older than that. They go back to more than 3,000 years ago. Hippocrates. Yeah, some of you will know that name. He was a Greek, and he is called the father of medicine. He really came up with these four names. The names are interesting, too, the way he came up with them. And about 900 years after Hippocrates, a Greek doctor named Galen came up with a detailed list of these strengths and weaknesses around these four. And they pretty much remained the same throughout history, and it's still the prevailing thought in Europe. Author says, unfortunately, Sigmund Freud and his unscientific theories based on human behavior and environment and background, rather than inherited tendencies, became the predominant view in America. Now, I found very fascinating these temperaments and how they come together. The author said he's found these four temperaments to be a tool to help people reach their maximum potential. Ah, now the light bulb is starting to come on for somebody. Why? I'm looking at these. Those who are ACN veterans are familiar with the four, we'll call them, temperaments that ACN talks about. You've heard of them. The shark, the dolphin, the urchin, the whale. Well, these four temperaments no doubt line up uniquely with each one of those four. I'll let you decide which is which as I go through some of the strengths and weaknesses. But it's amazing that these four temperaments that we all operate in, and generally we probably operate in a mixture of this one and that one, and maybe this one, that one, and that one. But these temperaments are actually not new, or the idea of temperaments. And there are some other different behavioral theories that are out there that you've probably heard of. Transactional analysis, the Freudian theory, and the Myers-Briggs. And all of these are meant to help us understand how we are and who we are. Now, this thing of temperament, it's a combination of inborn traits that subconsciously affect all of our behavior. These traits are passed on by our genes, and they're based on hereditary factors, and these factors were arranged at the time we were conceived. There are six people that contribute, imagine that, to this gene pool, the makeup of every baby. There are two parents and four grandparents. And some authorities even suggest that we might get more genes from our grandparents than our parents. That could account for a greater resemblance of some children to their grandparents than of their parents. Either way, it is this person's temperament that make the person who they are, whether outgoing or, as we would call them, extrovertish, or shy or introvertish. And doubtlessly you know some siblings, people born in the same house from the same parents, but are very different, and their temperaments are very different. It's also our temperaments that make us more predisposed to liking art, music, and others may like sports or be industry-minded. All of this comes from our temperaments. Okay, that's enough of the background. Let's get into what they really are. These four temperaments are called, one, the sanguine, and the author referred to them as the sparky sanguine. Some of the strengths of the sanguine are they're warm, they're buoyant, they're lively, they're fun-loving, receptive. I can hear somebody already saying, I know who that is. Other strengths are they're friendly, and they are very good and thrilling storytellers. And while they do this, they understand that facts tell, but stories sell. So they being storytellers are a great asset for them. They never met a stranger. And they love people. Some of the strengths of this sparky sanguine. Now, here are some of the weaknesses of this temperament group. Without any malice, this sparky sanguine might forget about their resolutions, might forget their appointments, might forget about some obligations. Whoops. They're never at a loss for words. Now, this can be a problem in an environment where listening might net you more success than talking. Procrastination is also a weakness. They may have a to-do list, but they may find themselves, instead of cutting the grass, down the street chatting with the neighbor for an hour or two. That's the sanguine. The next one is the choleric, or as the author put it, the rocky choleric. Some of the strengths of this choleric are they're quick, they're active, they're practical and strong-willed, they're a natural motivator of people, self-confident, very goal-conscious. They thrive on activity. They have no need to be stimulated by their environment. They're not frightened by any adversity. They push ahead after others have become discouraged and quit, and they're quick to recognize opportunities and take advantage of them. I can hear somebody saying, I think I know who that is. Now let's talk about some of the weaknesses of this rocky choleric. They're not very sympathetic, very hard to please, and not very compassionate. They're often embarrassed or disgusted by tears that other people may cry. Love is not usually high on their priority list. They can be easily bored with details. They're very goal-oriented, and may run roughshod over others who stand in their way. And domineering and bossy are often used to describe them. And they may not hesitate to use people to accomplish their goals. That's the rocky caloric. The next one is the melancholy, or as the author put it, the maestro melancholy. Here are some of their strengths: analytical, self-sacrificing, gifted. They're perfectionist, sensitive, a faithful friend, most dependable, very thorough and persistent, creative and imaginative, attracted to humanitarian vocations. I can hear somebody saying, I think I know who that is. Now let's look at some of the weaknesses of that melancholy temperament. They could be an introvert or on the introvertish side. They're prone to mood swings, often very suspicious of others and the motives that others may bring. They can struggle with periods of depression. They often are very legalistic by nature. Dot every I, cross every T. And they place self-imposed limitations and on their potential. And oftentimes, they don't understand their own potential and they underestimate themselves and exaggerate any obstacles that they may see. Those are the characteristics of the melancholy. And lastly, we have flip, as he calls it, the phlegmatic. Flip phlegmatic has some strength. They're calm, cool, slow and easygoing, very well balanced. They're happy. They're uninspired often, pleasant and not easily ruffled. They have a high boiling point. They keep their emotions under control. Very consistent, natural peacemakers. Very kind-hearted and sympathetic, but seldom conveys their feelings. They're competent and capable when roused into action, masters anything that requires meticulous patience and daily routine. Now let's look at some of the weaknesses, as I can hear somebody saying, I think I know who that is. Some of the weaknesses of this phlegmatic person are: they tend to be spectators in life. They avoid getting too involved with the activities of others, having difficulty getting motivated, and they often are hesitant to move beyond their daily routine. Often they are waiting for others to do something. They can be reluctant leaders. They're prone to wait their lives away, as the author put it. And they have proven to be a fulfiller of the dreams of others. Now, those four temperament types, the sanguine, the choleric, the melancholy, and the phlegmatic, can all be a wonderful ACN IDO. They can all be a person who gets it done. In fact, if you were to go down through the SVPs of this company, you would find each one of them, and as we said, a combination of them, because no one person is just this or that, but we're a combination of these and those. Now, the problem with being a combination of these and those is we're a combination of not only the strengths, but also the weaknesses sometimes. And the more we learn about our strengths and our weaknesses and learn to develop them and overcome the weaknesses as we develop more acutely our strengths, the more they'll help us out in this ACN business, and the better able we are to deal with the various people that we will invariably run into. This is a people business, you know. And we'll be able to deal with them and help them along on their journey, because we are about helping people. That's what we do at ACN. We help people. Now, I know we provide services and these other things, but we can help people as we learn and grow our own selves. Now, the book that we have been looking at today is a book titled Spirit Control Temperament by Tim LaHaye, and it deals with these four temperament groups. He calls them the sanguine, the choleric, the melancholy, and the phlegmatic. In ACN, we often know them as the shark, well, I don't want to put them in the order. I want you to figure that out. But we often know them as the shark, the dolphin, the whale, and the urchin. And as we come to understand better these temperament strengths and weaknesses, they will help us not only develop our own business and develop ourselves, but it will help us with our team members and help us to help our team members focus not so much on their weaknesses, but on their strengths as they accentuate the positives and as they work themselves through and around the weaknesses, or as we call them, negatives. My name is Don Hutchins, and I hope that this walk through this temperament type will help you to grow your business better, and I will see you on the beaches of the world. Once again, that book is titled Spirit Controlled Temperament by Tim LaHaye, and it's a wonderful read. It'll help you discover some things you didn't know about yourself. Have a great, absolutely wonderful day.